May the 17th, 1686. During this last month, I have talked in some detail with Friday's father. He believes we have little to fear from the Indians who got away in the canoes. He is sure they will tell the rest of the tribe that they have been attacked by men who could dart fire and speak thunder and kill at a distance without lifting a hand. Only heavenly spirits or devils are thought to be able to use this kind of magic. So the tribe is unlikely to return to our shores again. The Spaniard, meanwhile, has offered the possibility of an escape, provided I can trust his shipmates. He told me his ship had been bound for Havana, with a cargo of silver and hides. When they were wrecked, the Spanish survivors found their weapons and ammunition had been ruined by seawater. As a result, they were defenseless when they arrived on the cannibal coast. They had managed to hold off the cannibals with their bare hands, but they had no tools, and their discussions about escape always ended in tears and despair. When I heard this, I made a proposal. With my tools, and with the experience I had gained and passed on to Friday, we could help the Spaniards build a ship that would at least give us all the chance of setting sail for the European colonies. The Spaniard replied that he and Friday's father would borrow one of our canoes, paddle back to their island, and put the proposal to the stranded crew. He would then return with a decision. October the 10th, 1686. Today the time came for the Spaniard and Friday's father to leave. I gave each of them a musket with a flintlock and 8 charges of powder and ball. I also gave them bread and raisins for the voyage. Before they went, we all 4 cleared and dug more land, eventually sowing 22 bushels of barley and 16 jars of rice. The harvest promises to be a good one. We will need it if we are to make the long voyage back to the European colonies in America.